Hey guys and gals, this is Lord Gates from Rapture Radio, and you are listening to Chip the Metal Dad McCabe here on Cygnus Radio. Time to up the irons. Woo!
Slopes, seven bloodied hopes, seven are your burning fires, seven your desires.
Metal Dad Radio, welcome back everybody to another edition. I'm your host, the Metal Dad. And that was Iron Maiden, as we do almost every week. We up the irons to start the show, giving you something off the Seventh Son record again, Only the Good Die Young. And I want to keep riding this Seventh Son wave that I've been on for the last couple of weeks. You know, when we lost the Candyman to college, our first show back, I said that I'm going to play something from Seventh Son because that was, or is, the Candyman's favorite Iron Maiden record. And now I'm just on a Seventh Son kick. Now I'm just listening to that record quite a bit, as I do from time to time. All right, so we got a big show for you guys. New stuff, stuff celebrating anniversaries. And I'm bringing back this week the overrated, underrated, perfect segment because I had so much fun with it last week. And honestly, I couldn't really find a tour that I wanted to highlight this week. So that's what we're going to do. So let's go to the new stuff first. I've been going back over the last few months to listen to albums that I missed or did not listen to in their entirety because I've got a year-end list coming up in about a month that I got to put together, or actually less than that, I think. So we're going to be playing some new stuff this week that goes all the way back to the first half of the year. And we're going to start with a band that is from the UK that dropped an absolutely blazing stoner doom album. The band is called Goat Major, and they dropped a record called Ritual back in March through Ripple Music. I'll tell you more about it when we come back. Here's the title track. It's Goat Major. It's Metal Dad Radio.
We'll be right back.
Metal Dad Radio. And that right there, some brand new stuff off of three records I'm really digging. That right there was a band out of the UK called Vetticinal Rites. And they have a new record that just came out in May called Cascading Memories of Immortality Through Everlasting Spew Records. And we gave you the track Foiled Skirmish. Listen, if you're a death metal band, I grew up on Obituary. So if you throw dive bombs in there, I'm probably hooked. I'm just throwing that out there. I love a good dive bomb in the middle of a solo or like right before the vocals come back in. It is both hilarious and amazing all at the same time. Before that, a band out of Toronto, Canada called Ischemic. And I'm really digging this record. Condemned to the Breaking Wheel is the name of the album. Came out back in April 5th. And it is just some crushing blackened death doom. And I gave you the track called Rust and Bones. It's only four tracks, 30 minutes. It's killer. Ischemic is the name of the band. And then Goat Major from the UK before that. Ritual is the name of the album. We gave you the title track. And that came out March 8th through Ripple Music. Good stuff. All right, so time for us to go now into our new segment, Overrated, Underrated, Perfect. This is where I take the Candyman's Wheel of Genres, I spin it, I come up with some subgenre of heavy metal, and I tell you, in my humble opinion, one album that I think is overrated in this genre, one that is underrated, and one that I think is perfect. The genre this week is avant-garde black metal. We can go in a lot of different directions with this. Avant-garde black metal. But let's start with the album that I think is overrated. I think this band in general is overrated. I'm not trying to be mean. I do actually really like their first record. And I do believe that this band sort of helped kickstart the avant-garde black metal scene as we know it today. I think they're a highly influential band in the black metal world. But this album in particular is not my cup of tea. The band is Arcturus from Norway. And of course, they are a super group of sorts made up of members of Borknagar and Mayhem and a whole bunch of other bands. In 1997, as I mentioned, I liked their debut record, Asperaheim's Symphonia, released in 1996. A year later, in 1997, they released what, as of right now, is their highest rated album on Metal Archives, La Masquerade Infernale. Incorrect answer. But let's give you a track off this record. This is Arcturus, and this is Alone. Metal Dead Radio. Metal Dad Radio, and there you go. Our overrated, underrated, perfect blocked for avant-garde black metal. So let's work backwards. What is the perfect record? Well, it's Imaginary Sonescape by Japan's Psy, released in July of 2001 on Century Media. I just think this record is, well, it's weird AF. You heard it on that track, Scarlet Dream, but the whole record is cinematic in scope. It's heavy and brutal in certain parts. It is bizarre and jazzy in others. It's just a really captivating record. I think this is Psy's best record, and I love this record a lot. So there you go. Before that, the underrated record actually comes from a band that I think is underrated, and that would be Thantafaxis from Toronto, Canada. And they've only put out two records, two full-length albums, and maybe that's why I feel they're so underrated. And maybe I'm just not looking in the right places, but when people talk about black metal in general, they don't mention this band enough. Their Hive Mind Narcosis album from last year was a top 10 record for me. And this record that we played a track off of, Sacred White Noise, when I look back, I think it's one of the best black metal albums of the 2010s, period. Thantafaxis. And we gave you the track Gasping in Darkness, and that was released 2014 through Dark Descent Records. And starting off the block, my overrated album, Arcturus, La Masquerade Infernal. This one just tried too hard for me. I apologize if you're a fan of this band and this record. I knew a lot of people who were back in 1997 when this record came out. I wasn't one of them. So there you go. All right, let's go now into some albums celebrating anniversaries. By the way, please send all of your angry emails about my hot takes to Cygnus Radio. They'll get them over to me, I promise. First album here we're going to talk about that's celebrating anniversary absolutely changed the game for me. I still have the t-shirt. I love this record to death. I will die on the hill that this is one of the greatest black metal records of all time. And really, it's more of sort of a blackened death metal. It's all over the place. That's why I love it. It's Dissection. Storm of the Lightsbane was released November 17th, 1995 through Nuclear Blast. Let's give you a track off it right now. This is Retribution, Storm of the Lightsbane. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Time me up with some man.
Yeah, doggy. Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, one of my favorite death metal albums from the late 90s. That was Gore Metal by Exhumed. Love Exhumed. Gore Metal, of course, was the first album they put out for Relapse, November 23rd, 1998. Gave you one of my favorite tracks off that record, Open the Abscess. Before that, we gave you two albums released within the same week of 1995. Dead Guy released their seminal album, Fixation on a Coworker, on November 20th, 1995, through Victory Records. Absolute game changer in the hardcore world. Two of my favorite hardcore bands of all time are Dead Guy and Kiss It Goodbye, mostly because I love Tim Singer, the vocalist, one of my favorite hardcore vocalists. Released the same week in 1995 with Dissection's Storm of the Light's Bane, November 17th, 1995, released through Nuclear Blast. And this one changed the game for me, kids. Absolutely blew my mind straight out of my head. Still does to this day. We gave you Retribution, Storm of the Light's Bane off of that record. All right, time for us to finish it off the way we always do, is a tribute to who we believe is first ever heavy metal band. That, of course, is Black Sabbath. Let's go into some Dio Sabbath off the Mob Rules record. This is Over and Over. This show is over. We'll see you next week.